For 4 years, I was in isolation, chained up to a wall with no one to speak to but a few cursory words with the guard who brought me my food. But in my last year, I was moved into a different cell and chained up next to this man here, John Hadley. And I really want to take this opportunity to tell the world that John Hadley is an incredible, in fact, an unbelievable wanker. A more tedious, irritating, bad-breathed, unfunny, let's play Botticelli, guitar-infested...
Okay, let's talk about unfunny, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, imagine this every morning, and I mean every morning. Hey, John, where shall we go today? In fact, while we're here, millions of TV cameras, ladies and gentlemen, Bob's impression of Bruce Forsyth. Come on, Bob, didn't they do well?
Okay, well, if you spend over a year locked in a room with someone, obviously you do a lot of talking, you share a lot of secrets. And apparently when John was 14, he once put superglue up his ass for a dare and had to have it flannelled out by a friend of the family.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, but at least, ladies and gentlemen, I was not the one who started a lot of late-night conversations with the phrase, you know, John, when you really think about it, there's no actual biological difference between the inside of a man's mouth and a woman's mouth.